What you want. Certain things get me excited. And I got a little excited.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna hit that. No.
And then 3 hours go by and you have a good clock and you're like,
what's up, everybody? You are listening to Farm Status here, episode 18. That's right. Again, apologies about the week-long delay. It is summertime, and myself, Chris, and Trevor, we are enjoying our summer just as much as you guys are. Hope everybody had a terrific 4th of July. Anyway, I'm Josh, and I'm joined with Chris and Trevor today. How are you two fine fellows doing?
I'm doing all right, but I don't know if I'd say I've been enjoying it as much as you guys have, because it's been about 115 degrees Fahrenheit here, which is not so great.
It is not ice cream weather here either.
I know, it's been, last week wasn't so bad, but this upcoming week, because it's Monday today, it's going to be pretty brutal here in California. But at least we don't have to deal with the humidity like you are, Trevor.
Yes, it's, honestly, it's almost unbearable sometimes.
When you swim to work?
Yeah, like, I'm serious. You take a shower and you step outside and you're just drenched in sweat. It's like, why did I even bother?
So you can just stay inside and play Rift all day long. See,
that's one idea.
No, I sweat profusely while playing Rift as well.
That's right. Oh, and Chris, big congrats! You and Trinity, you guys got Mailforge down world 4th. Big congratulations there.
Thank you. Yes, it was a good experience. It's nice to be finally done with ID. I say finally, like it's been half my life, but to go to a more relaxed raid schedule and just prepare for Storm Legion, enjoy the summer events, look forward to patch 110, and get that Conquest on.
Yeah, all right, so guys, Conquest here, right? Love it or hate it, right? It is a huge part of the game now, right? Even if you aren't a PvPer, the rewards you get from doing Conquest are just totally worth it, right? First off, what are your guys' first impressions on Conquest?
I think it's the perfect opportunity for anyone in Talara to make a macro that has lines from Braveheart in it and spam it liberally as they run across Stillmore. And they do that.
I have only been in two games. I don't know. I don't really enjoy PvP that much to begin with, but out of the PvP that's available, you know, at least instance PvP that's available in Rift, I would say it's probably the most exciting, mostly because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I just kind of run around and follow people and shoot stuff, because whenever I join, it seems like you have, it seems to go this way, like you have two people that are trying to sort of be the commanders, you know, of this, our team. And one person wants to go to one objective, the other person wants to go to the other objective, and, you know, say a third of the group follows one person, a third of the group follows the other person, and then there's the last third that just sort of does whatever they want, and I'm just sort of the last third. I just kind of wander around and shoot stuff until I die, and that's pretty much how it goes for me.
But I think that's how all of Conquest goes, right? Like, it reminds me so much of, like, the 18th century cavalry battles, right, that you like, hear about, or, like, the raids, right, where you just have X amount of people on horseback, and then they ride to whatever they're going to raid, and then they dismount, and then kill everything there, and then go to the next one. There is, in my opinion, zero to just a little bits of strategy in Conquest, and I think that's, at least in my opinion, it's not very fun, like, in that regard, where the bigger Zerg is always going to win, right? There's some people that might say, hey, there's some strategy where you can't take care, you can't take care Mathos, or, you know, you got to keep the eye, you know, but I mean, realistically, it's just whoever has the bigger horde wins, and I don't think that's very fun at all, right? I mean, I just follow around everybody else, you know, spam tyranny till my finger bleeds, and then, you know, reap all the favor and prestige. I mean, you know, what have you guys found as far as, you know, Conquest strategy and just general gameplay within Conquest goes?
Well, I mean, I think people need to change their perspective because, you know, whether or not Conquest is actually PvP, I think, is up for a debate. I'm sort of with Trevor on this. I don't think it's PvP. It's like some weird hybrid. But also, like, it may not be fun, but it is extremely functional. So, like, back when everybody was farming PAs and everyone was trying to get to the PA cap before ID came out, I like, every other cleric that had time on their hands and wanted to get to PA cap was running the circuit in EI and Cabacar or some variant of it, killing mobs and just getting, you know, with a pot, you know, 17 PAs an hour or something like that. You know, but it was a lot of work and it was a grind. And at the time I said, you know what? They just need to give me an instance square room that just has mobs in it. Like, no storyline, no nothing, just infinite spawn of mobs, and I'll just run around in a circle killing them, because that's really all I want. I just want to get my farm on. And, of course, that's a ridiculous thing to ask for, because that's a dumb design decision, and that's just for nerds like me. Although, in 1.9, I got it, and it's called Conquest.
It's called Conquest.
It's exactly what I do. I just run around, and I'm telling you, like, functional to the max. I knew, like, I talked about a couple shows ago that I was trying to rank up in PvP because I thought, you know, in the past it's proved to be useful for people. I don't think the armor would be OP, but I think it would be useful. And that has sort of come to pass. New PvP essences, there's a great glove rune, and the trinket is pretty overpowered, as well as readiness 3. Oh my god, where have you been all my life? Like, it's pretty OP, so I needed to get up in ranks, and 3 days over the weekend when Conquest was broken beyond all recognition, I went from 20 to 50. And got all my armor and everything. Like, you know, yes, it was completely broken at the time, but it was a room I could zone into with no cooldown. Remember, initially, there was no cooldown between conquests. One would end, another one would immediately begin. And I would just go and tyranny spam people until I was blue in the face. Didn't care about marks, didn't care about objectives, just ran around, and it was glorious.
All right, so, but what's the difference now, other than you have R50, you have all the gear, but that's the same thing you're doing now. You're just running around following the other 40 people, or however many there are in your specific Zerg, and you're still just spamming tyranny, right? I mean, you sit there, you wait by an extractor for 10 seconds, you capture it, you go on to the next one, right? Until eventually your Zerg either splits off or meets a bigger Zerg, and then, you know, you 40 people, you stand there, you spam tyranny or you fan out or whatever it is, for your 30 seconds until you die, right? And then it's just a rinse and repeat. I mean, it is a really good tool just to sit there and really just slash follow somebody, reap in however much, you know, favor and prestige, and then it ends, and then you queue up again in an hour, right? I mean, there's no kind of deep gameplay. In my opinion, I don't think there's any kind of deep gameplay in Conquest other than, all right, how much favor and prestige can I earn this match? You know, can I earn 20k, 30k, 40k with a pot? You know,
it
there's
really
no...
is like that. I mean, it really is just a... Even now, with the way they've really slowed it down with the 70-minute waits, 60-minute waits, or whatever, you know, massive nerfs to prestige, favor, Conquest power, all that, and experience... Like, yeah, it's a big nerf and it's a little bit different now, but I think they've slowed it down to level. But I totally agree with you. Like, there is no intricacy to it whatsoever. Although I will say, if you go in with like 15 or more people that you know, you can significantly change the way the conquest comes out. So we were doing that as a guild when it first came out, when the number cap was much higher. So there were even more players in there. And, you know, whatever side we were on, we could sort of swing it in the direction that we needed it to swing. But again, you had to have like 19 of your friends all on in the same raid together, you know, and everybody gets in the same faction, which nowadays is like impossible. But, you know, I agree with you. Like, you have such a small impact on the overall outcome of the actual conquest that it's just, you just go in there and Zerg, and whoever happens to have the most has the most. And then that's the way it goes. But it's still functional. Still gets you PAs and stuff. And inscribed. I mean, it's great inscribed farming.
All right, so that brings up actually another point. There towards the start when 1.9 first dropped, right? I mean, there was, I can't even count that high how many issues Conquest had, right? I mean, probably 20, 25 different things that people were bringing up. And if QQ threads on the forums are any indication of how successful Conquest was, well, then Conquest was the biggest hit any MMO has ever seen, because the forums were nothing but just completely full with, oh, nerf this, nerf that, Conquest is broken, you know, so if Tryon was aiming for that, then they sure as hell got it. You know, but I, you know, I mean, do you guys think that Conquest is better now after all these hot fixes that they've gone through? I think, what, like 6 or 7 just to fix Conquest alone, not to mention turning it on, turning it off, you know, increasing how many people can be in there, decreasing it, you know, increasing the cooldown on it, decreasing the cooldown. I mean, they've, Conquest, how it looks today is just almost not even the same as it looked 1.9 released, except for the maps.
I didn't get into Conquest until after most of this had already taken place, so I got the fixed version or whatever. But my big issue was how many times they took down the servers and when they took down the servers to do this stuff. But we'll get that in a minute. But yeah, it's like I said, I didn't get into it until after all of this had taken place. But like, how did all of this slip through the cracks in the PTS testing? Like, didn't they test it for a good couple of weeks? And I know, like, you know, there's obviously a much higher population on the live servers than there are the PTS servers, but if they didn't have all the testing that they wanted to do, they shouldn't have made it live yet. Like, it's, I mean, that's a lot of issues to come up after you've already patched it into the game. Like, how, I just don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, okay, so let's take it from the start, right? Where, when Conquest was very first released, people weren't really sure what was going on, but then very, very shortly after, they realized that, hey, the turrets hit me for about 2 hit points each. Let's just go and camp the spawn areas, you know? So, I mean, then you would have, you know, each of the 3 factions would choose another the faction and just sit there and just camp everything, and the turret damage could easily be healed through, and then you had the whole conundrum of, you know, they would force respawn you. You had to respawn, but by the time you got through the loading screen to be alive, you'd be dead again, and the only way to fix that was to log out. I mean, couldn't they have just seen that? Like, why did they not make the turrets hit harder at the very start? Like, it's just beyond my comprehension why something like that was just, you know, something so seemingly simple like that was just overlooked through all the tests and everything. Like, it just kind of blows my mind.
Well, the testing was now, I mean, one of the big problems they had with public testing is they did public testing during raid hours. So they announced during our raids, like, oh, you know, come onto the PTS and test Conquest right now. It's like, well, you can. I mean, you know, 50% of the people that are going to use this and, you know, use it to its max, a.k.a. sit on Oathsword and spawn and just farm them and get, you know, 5 PA or 5 rank ups in one match, those people are all raiding right now. So you're not going to get that kind of testing. So, you know, who are you going to get at peak hours that don't have a raid or something like that to go to? You know, it's people that aren't in big organized groups, aren't really looking to push necessarily and get the most out of it. And so I think they really missed out there. Because, you know, what I heard from the PTS sessions and what I did twice on the PTS myself was that the density of players on the PTS was less than the current nerfed version now. And I say nerfed in that, you know, they reduced the population significantly by the time Trevor got around to it, you know. So if it's lower, it was lower on PTS than it is even now, which means they're just wasn't the big farm that they had before. But I mean, the one thing that really, you know, they wanted to incentivize people to play this, but like, whose idea was it necessarily to make prestige gain, you know, 4 to 6 times greater per kill than any other Warfront? Like, if that doesn't scream farm, 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 ignore every other subtlety about the game right now, I don't know what does, because it's like, you know that's out of whack. The second you see you're gaining 240 plus prestige per kill, you do nothing but kill people. You don't look at objectives, you don't craft anything, you don't look at the items, you just go around killing people. And, you know, that's sort of, I think they just gave you way too much in the beginning. You know, they should have made it a little bit more mediocre. Like right now, you know, it's what? It's like about the same as a weekend Warfront, you know, like 39 or something like that, favor per kill or something. So it's like a weekend bonus, but the rewards initially were just way out of line. And like you said, you know, turrets hitting you for 200 to 400, that is not sustainable.
I know people are... Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just, it, like, I don't understand how people or how game developers like that could have missed it. Like, I mean, you would think, all right, here's a turret. It's obviously there to protect the spawn points and people buying things from the vendor or the people crafting the turrets or the life springs, whatever it is. Why not crank that damage up from the start instead of having it hit for, you know, 300 or 400? Like, I mean, it just kind of seems like a very obvious flaw looking back now. You know, I mean, you have a turret there that's obviously there to protect the spawn and everything else that goes in that starter area. why not just crank it up to where it hits you 100,000 unmitigatable damage right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the Zerg mentality wasn't there in the PTS testing sessions either. People were much more exploratory because they knew they had nothing to gain. All of their progress was going to be wiped out. Their progress meant nothing. So progress was not the primary focus. And, you know, even on release, a bunch of the big PvPers in our guild that, you know, we're talking saved up 149,000, you know, 999 favor. You know, they were ready to go, ready to buy, you know, Red Bulls in the freezer, going to go all night grind, get server first 50s. They weren't sure if Conquest was going to be the best leveling tool because they didn't have enough experience with the sort of Zerging farming mentality that eventually took over upon release. And, you know, in our battle group and in our server's battle group, it actually wasn't the worst. You know, over on whatever battle group, you know, the Lathys server happens to be in, just because that's one server I know that's over there. In that battle group, I mean, the Oath Sworn farm was ridiculous. I mean, people literally sat in the middle of the Oath base, a rate of 20 to 40 people, and just killed everyone for 60 minutes. So you're talking, you know, six ranks up and everything. And during PTS, that would have never occurred to anybody. You can't get 20 organized people to go do that. And we tried it a little bit on our server. It wasn't really the mentality on our server. We had more of a Dom farm Nightfall mentality, but it was very similar. You know, you just go to the base and absolutely pin them in and force respawn them and just, you know, kill them for 30 minutes. And everybody gets a little something out of it, so it wasn't horrible for anybody. But, you know, there was no gameplay there, like you were saying, Just. There's no gameplay. You just sit there and everybody kills each other. And that's, I think, their problem is it's such a good leveling tool for PAs, for prestige, for favor, for experience, for inscribed, that there's just no reason to do anything else. And I think they're stuck in this position now where if they don't make it a good leveling tool, no one's going to play it.
On that turret farm, or the spawn camp farming, like, I don't see how that would have been an issue to begin with. Like, even if it wasn't heavily tested on the PTS, like, if you look at any other game that has instance PvP, that happens all the time. Like, all the time.
Exactly.
Like, and I know they had to know this. Like, someone on their team has played another MMO, like, World of Warcraft being the biggest example. Like, that happens all the time. Like, why wouldn't you just, like Josh said, like, crank it, like, above way where it needs to be, and then tone it down, like, as you see, you know, if you feel like you need to, like, so you sort of get a chance to maybe camp a little bit, you know, someone's graveyard, but it's not like it was, you know, when it came out. Like, that's just ridiculous. Well, yeah. Like, they should have seen that coming, like, miles away.
And the thing that's interesting to me is they've already solved this problem in other Warfronts, right? So, like, in Codex, I mean, the enemy team is just up on a hill, and they have multiple exits that are very, you know, over a great distance separated from each other. So in Codex, yeah, you can, you know, camp people at the spawn or whatever at the bottom of their spawn, but you can't go up into the place where they actually spawn and hit them unless you sort of, like, you know, glitch, jump up there or whatever. But here, I mean, you could just literally walk right up. There was nothing stopping you, no invisible wall, no insurpassable barrier, nothing like that, where there are in other Warfronts, you know, that is already a mechanic. So it's very confusing why they wouldn't implement that here. And the only solution I can come up with is it just literally didn't cross their minds, because in the testing sessions, nobody ever did that.
I think maybe a part of them, like, wanted to not limit that, because I know, like, reading about Conquest before it came out, like, they were all hyping it as the closest thing to open world PvP that Rift has seen, you know, in an instance environment. And I thought maybe, like, they were trying to not limit it so much that, you know, you could camp someone's corpse if you really wanted to, like you can in the open world, like.
Yeah, they wanted it a little too much sandbox. I could totally see that, like you're saying. Yeah, they do want it to be the open world solution for Rift. And, you know, if so, you want to place as little restrictions as possible. But, you know, it's just not to be all Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic Park on you. You know, his life finds a way. But, like, farmers are going to find a way. Like, they are going to find a way to just
blow that.
I'm telling you, like, 30 ranks in 3 days. And I even had to raid one of those days. Like, I didn't play Conquest until Friday night. So I missed all Wednesday, all Thursday. So I could have gotten two rank 50s out of that if I really, you know, marathoned it. But it was just, it's very interesting. But the most interesting thing to me now is what it's morphed into now, which is the mark game. So, like, everybody who was doing this, all of us on Teams, you know, all of us on Mumble, whole time we were doing this, we knew we were, like, you know, kids who were doing something they shouldn't be doing. We're going to get in trouble, and they're going to take this away from us any second now. So we have to get this farm out. And as soon as we all got our ranks and gear, we didn't care anything about marks, and now it's all about farming the marks. And so now there's these new strategies where people just run around and try and tag bosses. Nobody really cares about objectives necessarily. We just sort of race to the kill count.
Oh, here we go.
And then again, you go for the marks, you know, get the triple tags in, and it's now a gentleman's agreement.
Oh,
that we all just go tag the foci and the bosses, and we don't attack each other. So this is a public service announcement.
Oh, God.
To everybody who is attacking people while they're trying to tag bosses, not cool, bros. Not cool. Gentleman's agreement. We're all here to get marks. No attacking.
I was wondering when you were going to tell that story.
I'm just saying, there is a special place in the depths of the, you know, Mount Carcera to get an RP on you for people that are anti-planar augmentation, just heat-waving those foci. Special place for you individuals. Not cool.
At the top of the kill charts?
Oh, man. It's like heat-waving the foci, and it's dying. Nobody's getting their tags. It's like, I cry a little bit. You know, it's like a tear. I need to make a public service announcement. We need to gather some, you know, like, you know, donations and things and make, you know, because I just don't think people are aware of what they're doing to their fellow players.
Right. All right. And so then the next big thing, right, and there, I think there's probably half a dozen big things that we can go on here about Conquest. The next big thing was the K-Crash bug, right, where there was a very select group of individuals where if they push their K key, which is
awesome.
By default, it opens up your PvP window, right? To either look at, you know, your rank or to queue for a Warfront or Conquest or whatever. They would push their K key and then they would just drop from the game, right? And sometimes it would happen by accident, right? We're in the middle of a raid and dude misclicks his K key and we lose our rogue, you know, like our bard or, you know, a cleric healer or whatever for, you know, 45 seconds while he's trying to get into the game. And just, it took them so long to bring down the servers, right? And we're going to get into this a little bit later, like Trevor said, you know, but like, how again does something like that, where there's obviously something wrong in the coding, where you push a single key and the game drops you, like, what is up? It just blows my mind and just boggles me endlessly how something like that could get through all their internal testing and everything, and then they could leave it up. I think that specific bug went on 36 hours, or people were spamming 50 chat. Don't push your K key, otherwise you're gonna, you know, drop off the game. Like, it just kind of boggles my mind how broken I think Conquest and that 1.9 was at the start.
You know, I thought it was awesome. I was, the whole time I was just laughing. It's Tryon's response to all the QQing on the forums about Conquest. So they just put this in there as a big middle finger whenever you go to try to queue up for Conquest.
That's probably a joke when someone's like, Hey Larry, look what I put in the code. Yeah, I just did it as a joke, but it's going out like that.
Yes.
I think they're just totally focused on Storm Legion. Like, you can tell streaming client changes, some of the technology changes, weird crashes, crazy LOS issues and Primeval Feast, like weird technical bugs. Like, they're obviously ramping up to new technologies or something like that, you know, in a transition to Storm Legion. And, you know, for like, you know, Rift 2.0 or whatever. And I think we're seeing the growing pains of that here, because I'm willing to bet a majority of the development team is actually not responding to these bugs at all because they're working on Storm Legion. I mean, there's huge pressure on them to get this expansion out and make it great. And so I bet that's where majority of their effort's going into. So, you know, it's not like the development team that's working on these bugs isn't good, but, you know, it's obviously not the full brunt of the development team.
Yeah.
That is a little ridiculous. I mean, you press a key on your keyboard and it just instantly desktop crashes you. Like, Stutter 7, like, straight to the desktop.
I'm telling you, someone had to put that in there as a joke, like, during testing. It's like, aha, I got you, you know, pointing at another coworker. And then it just left it in there. It's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, whoops, I checked in that code. No, I think it should be a new raid mechanic where the boss is like Sesame Street style boss, and he just like announces a letter, and like if anybody touches that on their keyboard, like they just instantly crash out of the game. So like you better hope like a heal isn't on that. Like everybody in the raid will have to be clicking. It'd be awesome.
All right. So yeah, and and so we say that to say this is that what is up with the shards being taken offline prime time hours, right? And these aren't just short little announced, you know, we've all seen the server warning messages, you know, please bear with us, the shards will be offline for 15 minutes. Yeah, right. 15 minutes in dev talk means about an hour and a half, right? And that's not so bad if it was done at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning or even 8 in the morning when a lot of people are at work. But when they're taking shards offline at 6 p.m. shard time, you know, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, that's like the heart of raiding time and the heart of game time. And to take the shard down for an hour, like, just WTF, man. Like, again, another thing that just boggles me to no end.
Yeah, whenever I saw that, I was like, are you serious? Is this really happening? Like, right during peak hours of raiding? And then, one night was fine. I was like, okay, you know, maybe this is like an emergency thing. They really need to do this. But then it happened again at the same time. I was like, what is going on here? Like, you cannot possibly pick a worse time to do this. When you have such a broad community of your players that are playing your game right at that moment, and you're just pissing all of them off, like, that's not a good business decision.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I understand, you know, that developers are human beings, and they have lives, and they have to, like, eat and sleep, or so I assume. And they want to do this, you know, they're a West Coast-based company, and they want to do this during work hours. Like, the bottom line is, though, that they're in a service industry right now, right? Like, they're providing a service to other people, and so they should expect to have to, at times, you know, do things maybe when they don't want to do them. Like you were saying, Josh, you know, working on bringing down servers, you know, before 3 o'clock Eastern time and not, you know, at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Because the bottom line is, like, we were in ID and, like, literally the tank had just jumped up to Mailforge's face and they're like, server's coming down in 5 minutes. And so, like, from our perspective, it's the kind of thing where, like, you know, yeah, Mailforge has already been killed, but, you know, you're racing for a significant top five kill, and just, you know, what do you do in this situation? Do you waste time? Do you waste consumables? Do you frustrate people to where their performance might dip by continuing to try this boss? Or do you just call it and go away? You know, because given the, like you're saying, Josh, the complete randomness of the amount of uptime and downtime on the server, you know, it was very difficult to plan, and it was quite frustrating. And the unfortunate part for Tryon is, like, they really hadn't done something like this in a very long time. So they had a really good track record, and it was unfortunate that they chose that time to change it. And it's sort of also unfortunate that, you know, it was due to these conquest bugs that we were talking about, where, like, you know, you feel a little bit as if those bugs shouldn't have been in there in the first place. Or if Tryon, you know, made that mistake and it was completely out of line, you know, Conquest was restarting, you were getting, you know, huge power leveling stuff, sometimes you might just have to eat that and just say that was our mistake. Bunch of people, you know, leveled up when they shouldn't have, and we're either going to do a rollback or live with it, but they were never going to do a rollback. Like, you're talking canceled subs right away. So it was unfortunate they were in a position where they had to choose between a rollback, everyone being okay with it, and taking the servers down, and they chose taking the servers down rather than just letting it be for, you know, 6-7 hours.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, I mean, in my opinion here, I think 1.9 has been the biggest fail patch that Tryon has put out. I mean, and that's saying something for Tryon, right? I mean, Rift has been out for more than a year now. They've put out 9 huge, huge patches, right? I mean, obviously a couple of them have been bigger than other ones. For instance, the Ember Isle one, the Hammernail patch, you know, but I mean, 1.9, I guess, Tryon just built themselves up, and it was such a great track record, like you were saying, Chris, is that 1.9 drops, and it just is chock full of these huge problems. It just makes you kind of scratch your head and be like, all right, I don't think 1.9 was ready for a live release, and maybe they should have spent another week, you know, kind of fine-tuning things or more tests or whatever it is. And I think it really goes back to what you were saying, Chris, is they have the B-team developer team working on the live servers, and the A team is in the back doing art for Storm Legion or doing, you know, raid design for Storm Legion and all this crazy stuff. And we're getting the 2 week interns are putting in K key crash bugs.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I have mixed feelings on 1.9 because, you know, Conquest, like I said, was very functional for me. I'll agree with you, it's not very fun. And, like, even now, you know, I'm farming up marks. I have to get one more essence, and then I'm done with Conquest.
But it's all, like, about you.
It, you know, it really is. I'm glad we're in agreement on this. like, you know, so it was very functional, and, you know, as someone who's just, like, grind it out, get it done, like I mentioned before with PvP, I'm all about just, you know, maxing out to be the best I possibly can, whether it's 2 extra spell power or whatever. And, you know, Conquest provided a very efficient route to do that. That's great, but at the same time, like, the amount of bugs and like really the backsliding, that's what just made me sort of nervous. Because, you know, when we were working on Lathys the first time, there weren't all these Lathys bugs that we have right now. And then, you know, they fixed Malforge, the Malforge P3, P4 bug where Malforge wasn't landing. And it was like the week before that where we got, you know, our first kill or something like that on Lathys. And then every week since then, we've had massive Lathys bugs. And there's people in the forums complaining about that all the time. And I'm just confused as to how those all of a sudden cropped up. And now we're seeing 1.9. Conquest is quite buggy. We're getting K-key crashes that they're not dropping the servers for immediately, which is confusing to me. And it's just like, you know, maybe they lost direction in some key places or something like that. I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, it definitely looks, it was a little bit of a rocky ship, and I'm hoping in 1.10 they can come out of that and just give us a nice smooth patch.
Yeah, just especially when you sum everything up like that, it does seem very much like they've taken their development team and split it in half and left, totally. You know, some of the guys like working on the current content and then, you know, a half of them working on upcoming, you know, content. And I could see why they would do that, but it does, I mean, you have to be really careful when you do that, because
exactly,
you can see what happens.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that, like, it's not that it's a bad decision, and I'm happy that they're working on Storm Legion. The trailers from E3 were awesome. I'm excited for all the new dungeons and everything. I'm already working on, you know, resist engines and all that stuff for new dungeons, because I'm not excited about it, but, you know, you gotta be a little bit careful. If you're gonna do that, then maybe just, you know, eat the PR in the short amount of time and don't push such big patches. You know, like you guys are saying, give it some more time. And, you know, if, you know, maybe would it have been an entirely huge disaster if Conquest didn't come with 1.9? I don't know. I mean, you know, rank 50 has kind of been sort of meh. You know, I see a lot of people stopping at rank 40 and not caring about getting the higher level gear. And, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I didn't really spend a lot of time at rank 40 since I blinked and zoomed by it in my massive Conquest farm. And so, you know, I don't really, you know, see what the big benefit going from 40 to 50 is. So it's sort of, you know, that part of PvP, there wasn't a big impact, and maybe they really felt like they needed to push Conquest.
Yeah. I mean, I get that it had been, you know, a while since the last patch and they don't want to, you know, make people wait that long, but sometimes, you know, you just have to hold off. Like it's, you know, like the whole saying, it's not, you know, it'll be ready when it's ready. Like, because if you release something too soon and it's buggy, then it's going to be a lot worse than you hold something off until it's ready. You know, because you had the whole PR, you know, disaster that comes with that. Where they go, oh, this latest patch was crap, blah, 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 I'm quitting the game. Or, you know, when you have things like this where people just zoom from, you know, rank 20 to 50 in like a day, you know, and then the rest of us get left behind because we didn't happen to be participating in that time. And then, you know, they should, like I said, I don't understand like how some of these bugs that are so glaringly obvious got past the development team during testing. Like even like I said, the whole camping thing, like that's something they shouldn't have to even test. Like it's just, I mean, as you should know from experience that like, that's gonna happen.
I mean, oh yeah, I mean that's like Counter-Strike experience, right? Like, I wonder if someone's going to sit by this spawn point and relentlessly kill people with no skill involved whatsoever.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, nah, it's probably not. That's never happened in video games before.
So it's just like, if they had just taken a couple of extra weeks, even, you know, just 1 or 2 weeks, just to hammer out some of the, you know, the bugs that would have, I'm sure, come up eventually, I think it would have gone a lot smoother in terms of their all the QQing on the forums, because like that really hurts, you know, your image as a company, and that's something they're gonna have to really try to recover from that. Like I'm sure Storm Legion is gonna, you know, bring them back up above water, no problem. But still, they I hope they learn from this mistake.
It's got to be bad when I feel guilty about doing something, because I'm a remorseless SOB. But I was sitting there. Killing all those poor people at the spawn point, I thought, you know, this sucks for the people that aren't playing right now. And then I just went back to, you know, hitting that Q key over and over and over again. And I think it's poetic that my Q key is both tyranny and my primary mode on the forums to QQ about things.
I was just thinking that too.
It's poetic.
All right, so Conquest was just one, well, the keynote feature there in 1.9, but let's just quickly go over some of the other 1.9 features, specifically mentoring, barbershop, and the 1.9 world event, the summer event here. Let's start off with barbershop, right? I mean, a nice addition, but realistically, it's a once every 3 month kind of, you know, shindig where you change your hair, change the way your face looks, you know, once every 3 months. And then because you're really not staring at the front of your character all that often, right? You know, but I mean, what do you guys think about the barbershop?
Low impact, but it's cool, you know?
Yeah, I tried it, and I don't want to sound like I'm fooling myself here, but I tried it, and I looked at the different hairstyles and stuff, and honestly, I just left it the way I had it, exactly the same. I didn't change anything, and I think part of that is because I spent like 45 minutes on the character creation when I first made my character to make sure that I liked the way it looked, and I guess I did, because nothing changed whenever I hit the barbershop. It was like,
It's about 42 minutes too long.
I just wasted like 10 minutes going through all the options. It was like, I'll just leave it.
Well, I mean, Trevor's motto is you can't improve upon perfection, right? So
That is true.
I expect this. I mean, it was cool, but I agree with it. It's like, you know, you're going to do it once, and then, you know, I don't really see people, you know, getting the plastic surgery bug or anything like that and just doing, you know, changing it all the time.
Well, you know, I've perfected my look, so I'm, you know, the best rogue tank ever. So, I mean, there's not really that far I can go in this game.
See, I looked for that option in Barbershop, like best tank ever. I couldn't find it, so clearly it's going to be a struggle for me.
Yeah, well, when someone takes it, it's a unique item, so I've already got it. So
gotcha. Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, and you have to spend at least a minimum of 30 minutes on that same screen before that option becomes available.
It doesn't show up until they're like, "Oh, this guy's been under too long. Fine, we'll just make him the best tank ever. Let's get him on so we can play the game."
All right, the next thing is mentoring. Unfortunately, I mean, I just haven't seen the need for mentoring. I think I did it maybe once or twice. I think I mentored down to level 25 to do an invasion in a Scarlet Gorge, I think it was. Maybe it was 30. And then one other time because I had a real-life friend that was wanting to play. So I mentored down to level 15 to kind of help him back into the game. And that lasted, you know, an hour and a half. I didn't see any kind of extra value. You know, I went from level 50 to level 15. And I mean, and that was it. I helped him with a dozen quests, and then he logged off, and I went back to level 50, and I did some more random dungeons. I mean, I don't see any kind of long term effect.
What?
I mean, other than what I did personally.
I have never used it for that purpose. I've only used it for my own personal gain. You know, big surprise. But I love it, like, because. Speaking as someone that has to farm the inscribed because I'm like way behind on my resists, you have to watch the map like a hawk because there's only three zones that offer inscribed, which is, you know, Stillmore, EI, and Shimmerson. Yeah, and every now and then you can get them from Iron Pine Peak if it's like a really like a level 45 plus invasion. But that's, even those, like, sometimes they're iffy. But, when you have the mentor system, like, I can watch the entire world for, zone events. And that opens up so many more events for me. So I just watch any zone whatsoever that has any invasion, I jump on it. Go there and find out, you know, what the rift, level is. Usually, you know, I hit, like, two levels above it, just so they're not, like, stomping my face. And you get inscribed like so much faster. I love it. I don't know why. Like you don't see the value in this. It's so fun.
Well, and it's like effectively expanded the player base at lower levels again, right? So if you can mentor down there, then people leveling up have a wider range of people. Because I think a lot of people are using, you know, Ember Isle instead of Ventures to level for PAs. So it's a great leveling tool that way, and they want to extend that great leveling tool to people that are lower down. You know, just starting their first character so they don't have to go through the same quests over and over again. And I think it's worked for that. And I mean, mentoring down in the dungeons and getting an extra 250k experience, like, if you can stomach going through the dungeons because their scaling is a little off. Like, there's sort of reports of people going into low-level dungeons with, like, full ID gear and just almost getting one-shot by bosses. So, you know, there's a little bit of a scaling issue there. But, you know, yeah, I think it's good. But again, I think it's, you know, sort of a niche impact. So, you know, Trevor's making great use of it. You know, maybe some other people aren't going to make great use of it. But, you know, I still think it's, I think it's a good, like, feature to have to the game. Because that way, new players that come in, they have something they can do, even if current players don't like it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's amazing. In my opinion, mentoring is the best feature that's come to 1.9, and I know all the PvPers are gonna, like, hate me. But, like I said, I have to camp, you know, the map just to see when invasions are starting in those three zones. And now I don't have to do that. Like, I can, and when you have the whole world open to you for zone events, like, that's, like, two or three times the amount of inscribed that you can get. And not to mention, you know, it's not the same zone over and over. You know, Shimmersand, EI, Stillmore, like, it's not the same three ones over and over. Like, I've gone and done a lot more zone events that I didn't even know were there, and I've gotten, you know, the achievements for them. And it's just been a lot more fun than having to do the same three zones and watch the same three zones and hoping that I happen to be online, you know, when the zone event starts. Like, I think it's great. I love it.
And maybe I just have to play around with it a little bit more. But first impressions after messing around with it for 2 weeks is it's just something I'm not going to use often enough to, I mean, some people like you, Trevor, you know, you're all for it. Myself, I'll probably use it once a week tops, maybe twice a week. If I happen to see a low level invasion, you know, maybe go set myself level 40 or 35 or whatever, go tag that and then come back. You know, so I mean, if it's for you, then more power to you.
It's a great chance to get the lulls on though, right? Because like I said, what do you do after you kill bosses? Put on your gear and stand in Meridian. Now you can put on your gear and mentor down. Run around with all your shinies on.
Yeah, that's...
Although, I found out that, like, I don't know anything about the Guardian Zones, and I've been riding around there trying to find places, and normally, you know, when I see the objective on the map, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to head in a straight line and see what's happening. I mean, I've died, like, 7 times in Glowmwood just taking a header right off a cliff, because I'm just like, I don't spend any time in the zone. What do I, you know, everyone else is running around. I'm like, look at these fools running around. I'm going to take the straight line. Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, there's a lot of mountains regions in those areas. I've actually died a couple of times doing that too. It's like, because there'll be a drop, and I'm like, oh, I can make this. And then, you know, you go to drop, and then for some reason, like, the geometry doesn't catch you right, so you hit, like, the side of the mountain where you think you're going to land, and then you start sliding. And then whenever you hit the bottom of that, then you hit your, you know, the bottom, and you die, because you take, like, quadruple the damage that you assumed you were going to take. That's always fun.
I always just bug ticket right after, and I'm like, oh my god, falling damage PAs. I took a, you know, 7,000 meter fall, and I died. This is ridiculous. I'm unsubbing. Sure, the GMs love to get that.
Another cool thing about the mentor system, which I've done a little bit, is you go to a really crowded area where the mob population is quite high. Since, like, things on EI, you know, you can't always do your PA farming there. So I'll go to, like, a low-level zone. But the mob population is higher because there's not so many people there, and I'll just farm them as a, you know, cap myself and just farm them, and you can get PAs that way.
He is quite the instant adventure mentoring connoisseur there.
I don't know, man.
I have to try that.
I think it's awesome. I like it.
All right, and then the last thing tonight I think we're going to cover here, unless you guys have other things you want to talk about, is the 1.9 world event. Thank God. They got rid of that stupid maze that was making me nerd rage like no other, to the point where I was freaking using my soul recall to port a 50 meters away. And then not to mention that you have 50 people all wanting to look at the same, you know, 10,
yes.
10 rewards, and they're all on their mounts and standing on top of that little fairy that has all the rewards, and you cannot click on her. So you're spamming right click,
slash
right click
target
for like 5 minutes, I guess, man. It got pretty crazy. Kind of some unique quest things to do, specifically the scavenger hunt, right? I actually thought that was kind of fun once they patched some of the fixes into that, specifically the mushroom tree clicky one there in Scarwood Reach. What do you guys think about that? I actually kind of enjoyed the scavenger hunt once they kind of fixed it to the point where you weren't having to spawn camp a mushroom tree for 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Really? 20 minutes? I camped that thing for 2 hours. I never saw one. So when they implemented the patch where they're like, oh, made this much easier, I was like, there were tears of joy just rolling down my face. Because all I had to do was go to the Keenblade Mill, and they were spawning like every 20 seconds. And it was glorious, and I loved it.
The events were totally fun. Yeah, I didn't do them till later because I was like just head stuck in Conquest and not coming up for air. But yeah, I did them later, and I thought it was pretty fun. I think the world event is pretty nice. I'm a little, you know, sort of upset that the drop rate from rifts and things like that of the summer merit badges is so low, given that the stuff costs so much. You know, the BIS essences are 1,000 a piece, and if you've done like every quest, every daily, and not farmed any rifts, you still don't have enough to get one of each, you know, the tank one and the DPS one. So, you know, you got to farm rifts a little bit, but the return's been pretty bad. Nowhere, it's like, you know, half to a fifth of what the return on molten gold was from the fire event. So hopefully they bump that up a little bit, or hopefully, you know, maybe in the next phase there'll be a much easier way to obtain them, you know, so that'll be cool. But yeah, I like it. I think it's good. And the maze was like horrific bad though. I'd run into my camera, would keep zooming in all the time, like zooming in as you turn corners, like I was just gonna have a seizure or something.
Speaking of the currency for the event, if you have courage, the Send a Friend reward, the first one for ascending one friend to the game, you can do a little quest. It's a bonus quest, and it will give you extra of the currency. You can do it once a day on every character. So you can do it up to, I guess, what's the character slot? Like 10? Whatever it is. So you can do it on every single character and get bonus currency for that. And I think that's pretty awesome because I actually have courage. So that's cool.
Yeah, I think the rewards for this 1.9 world event, I mean, might be some of the best ones as far as, aesthetics. And, you know, and like Chris, you had mentioned, there are the BIS tanking and the DPS lessers for everybody, right, for all four classes. You know, but then there's 6 new titles you can pick up. There's a whole bunch of those little kind of pets, little scavenger hunt pets. You can go and have them as companions now. There's a couple, like, there's the new sheeping wand, but instead of a sheep, it's what, like a bogling or
a shambler.
The big shambler. That's what I'm looking for, right? So, I mean, there's some really, really cool kind of, extra rewards that you can get. But once again, I mean, that all takes summer merit badges, and you have to just start farming rifts like crazy to afford them.
Yeah, I mean, you really do, because, like, you know, that's the problem is Conquest is out. So, you know, you take up a lot of your time in Conquest. So, you know, I'm not sure.
Or do you?
Yeah, I'll wait. Oh, you do, sir. you know, so I'll have to wait and see what the new phase of the event on the 11th is, you know, what the farming is like there. And if not, I'm going to have to sort of get on my horse and just rift to get those merit badges.
Yeah, just on a note, you can get them from the mentored ones too. Like, if you mentor down and go to the lower level ones, you get them from there too. Like, I get typically anywhere from 15 to 30 of the little merit badge things off of the low level ones.
Boy, Trevor, you're all about that mentoring.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Like, you just don't even realize.
All right, I may have to mess around with it a little bit more then.
Not to mention, like, for the people that are at that level, like, naturally leveling up, if they had had this system back when I was leveling, it would have been so awesome. Because I had a lot of the zone events that would just fail because there weren't enough people in the zone to complete them. And now you have, like, all these people that are, I'm not the only one, like, there I see a lot of people that go and mentor themselves down to the appropriate level and just stomp these invasions because there's so many of us. And, I'm sure it's helping, you know, the people that are actually at that level because they can get their currency a lot easier. Because I don't know how many people that actually buy the stuff, like, as they're leveling, you know, that take, like, the rare and epic currency. But I only got, like, one piece as I was leveling because it's just so hard to complete them without the people that you need.
All right, guys. So 1.9 has now been out for 2 weeks now. General thumbs up or thumbs down as far as approving and disapproving. I regretfully am going to have to give 1.9 a thumbs down. There's a couple good things, but I think that it could have waited until this lockout or the next week or just whatever it is. I think it needed, you know, probably 2 or 3 more weeks of tuning, doing some maybe, you know, non-prime time, you know, tests of Conquest in these different modes. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down. I guess we'll see here in another couple of weeks once, you know, hotfix number 44 has gone through. You know, to see exactly how it all pans out in the future. But for right now, me, Josh, I say thumbs down.
I do love the merit system, and I think it's one of the best features they've actually added to the game. Just the big, huge mess that they created with bringing the shards down, like, at the worst possible time. And then the whole Keiki incident, while hilarious to me, that was just a disaster. So I think I'm going to have to give it, like, a thumb sideways because there are perks in this patch for me personally. But I think overall, it wasn't what it could have been. So I'm going to have to go with, like, 50% just sideways.
I'm going to have to go thumbs up for 2 reasons. One, I can't look a gift horse in the mouth, rank 20 to 50.
Oh,
I
got to
give them credit there. They allowed me to just easy mode my way there. Feel super guilty about that for all those people that really ground up.
Yeah, you feel so guilty.
Actually good. They're actually good at PvP. I'm sure if you run into me in a Warfront, I'm going to be horrific bad at PvP because I'm like, wait a second, I'm spamming Tyranny and all these people in Codex aren't dying. This is weird. Also, I mean, you know, it was a pretty good lockout for us anyway, you know, raid-wise, so that was good. But, you know, I'll give it sort of a tentative, you know, sort of a reluctant thumbs up in that, yeah, in the end, like, net, I came out in the good, but wasn't really impressed with the journey for the past, you know, few weeks. So here's hoping for 110. Like, I honestly don't really know what they have in store for 110. They haven't really leaked too much, and it's interesting to see where they're going to be at since they're in the awkward transition period between... you know, the end of ID and the beginning of Storm Legion.
Maybe that could be next week's show.
We will see if we can dig up some infos.
Yes, speaking of that, real quick, like, I wonder if they're going to add, like, the new souls and all that stuff in, like, a patch pre the expansion in a fashion that, like Blizzard does it, where they'll have, like, one last patch right before an expansion comes out that sort of adds like a lot of the new class abilities and talents and, you know, all that, the big changes before the expansion itself hits.
They definitely need to do that.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going
to
do that.
There's no doubt that they need to do that because, one, it solves all the huge gating raid problems that Euros and North America is fighting over all the time. Patch all the content, gate the raids for one entire week. That way the one-day lead that US has on Europe doesn't matter at all. Because everybody gets the dungeon the next lockout, and everybody's had at least 6 days to mess with their specs and get their gear set and get ready to go. I totally agree with that. It should be, like, everything but raid zones and everything like that, and, like, new PvP zones on one patch, and then open up all the new content the next week.
For sure. I'm sure we're going to have many, many episodes that relate only to Storm Legion. And so maybe next week we can do some 1.10 speculation here. Anyway, I am Josh. That is Chris and Trevor. Any last words, guys, for here on episode 18?
Mentor system is awesome, and thank you, Tryon, for that.
Do not use anti-planar augmentation on the foci. It's just not cool, bros. It's just not cool.
Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, gentleman's agreement that we all go that. And after the Maleforge kill I sent, I reminded you guys that it's definitely full of cracks and embers, all this loot, and I thought I would be special. And then Carlsberg from Esso gets the same loot days later. I don't feel special anymore. Except in the fact that I'm probably the only person who rages on the foci. I'll keep that one close to my heart.
All right. If you've got something you'd like to share about the show here, Farm Status, you can email us at farmstatuspodcast@gmail.com. You can drop us a voicemail or text us. Our number is 917-830-RIFT. That's 917-830-7438. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at Farm Status Rift. Go ahead and send us a tweet whenever you want. And guys, donations are available. Your donations is what makes Farm Status continue to operate at such a high level, right? And so if you guys donate, if you guys donate anything at all, whether it's 50 cents, $2, $4, whatever it is, we are eternally grateful. If you do donate $2 or more, you will get a blurb on the show, so you can go ahead and do a guild recruitment message. You know, if you just want to have just talk for, you know, a paragraph or whatever about anything you want, feel free, you know, whatever it is, I will give you, you know, up to say 3 paragraphs if you donate $2 or more here. So it's with your guys' donation that Farm Status continues to operate. And our show is on Stitcher. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher is the smarter way to listen to radio. And of course, Farm Status is partnered with Rift.Zam.com. They have the most up-to-date planar attunement calculator, soul tree calculator, and the largest Rift database, including loot drops, quest help, and everything else you need to be your best. So make sure you guys head on over there to Rift.Zam.com. This has been Farm Status Episode 18. I am Josh with Chris and Trevor. Remember, guys, to be excellent to each other. Later.